Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. President Donald Trump had been holding fast his tariff policy through some big dives in the markets. But yesterday, hours after a new round of tariffs took effect, he made a U-turn and paused some of the reciprocal tariffs that he had planned. Back on KMOX now, John Horn, economics professor in the Olin Business School at Washington University in St. Louis. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Sure thing, Megan. Thanks for having me.
John, what do you think spurred this move? I've heard it was possibly the bond markets. What are your thoughts on it?
I think it was an aggregation of that and the dip in the stock market and the fact that earlier this week when there was a rumor that went around that the tariffs were going to be paused or were going to go away, there was a huge rebound in the stock market. So I think there was a combination of economic indicators, especially around those markets that we're being focused on.
I want to talk about the bond market some more in just a minute. But first, can you give us kind of an overview of what the status of tariffs is right now? Because the pause doesn't impact tariffs on China.
No, the tariffs on China actually got bigger when the pause went into effect. So the rate is about 125% on China. As far as we can tell, I was searching through the White House .gov site today, and I couldn't see an official report. So all we're sort of going on is the reports of what is going to be changed. It seems like the steel and auto and aluminum tariffs are still in place at 25%. And it seems like everyone is still being hit with a 10% across the board tariff. And just to give some context, at the end of last year, the average tariff rate for everything we import was 2.5%. And for industrial goods, meaning like non-agricultural stuff, essentially, that was only 2%. So this is still like a 4 or 5 times increase in the average tariff rate.
It looks like the markets, the Dow and S&P had a little bit of a rebound yesterday. But really, does this move, this pause, ease any uncertainty at this point?
I don't think it does. I think we'll see what the market reaction is. But, you know, there's some other, you know, inflation is coming out today. GDP estimates are coming out in a few weeks for the first quarter. I think there's still uncertainty because as of last weekend, it was still no visa put in place. They're never going to change. It's not a negotiation. And then they changed, in part because there was negotiations going on. So I think there's probably still a lot of uncertainty in terms of the longer term effects. Like, will this lead to companies starting to build manufacturing plants? I don't know now. I think they're going to need some more time to see whether this stays in place or if next week they go back up.
Let's talk about the bond markets. I was listening to a conversation about that this morning on my way into the station about how you know, normally the bond markets are pretty steady, but they actually had started to fluctuate. Can you explain the importance of the bond markets and what impact this did seem to have on them?
Yeah, so the bond market is important because it sort of is an indicator of, like you said, sort of longer term stable types of returns you could get. A bond, you sort of know based on what the, you know, the way in which the bond was written, how much money you're going to get back if you hold that bond. The interest rates and prices of bonds move opposite each other. So when people don't want to buy bonds, they sell them. And so the price goes down. And what that means is the interest rate goes up. And if the interest rate on a bond goes up, the thing is interest rates all across the economy are sort of connected to each other. Because if I can find a better interest rate somewhere else, I'll go demand that interest rate. So if interest rates in the economy are going up, that means eventually credit card interest rates are going to start to go up again, and mortgage rates are going to start to go up again, and auto rates are going to start to go up again. So if there's all this uncertainty that is going to lead to, you know, U.S. government debt rates going up in particular, that's probably going to have an effect on interest rates across the board.
And that affects municipalities as well, correct, when there are shifts in the bond market?
And I think that could have been one of the things, you know, as the accountants in the White House were looking at how much it was going to cost to issue new debt to continue to fund the government, that, you know, is going to increase the already increasing rate of interest payments that the U.S. has to pay.
Do we have any sense of what the end game is for the Trump administration on all of this?
I think that this is the biggest challenging part, and it goes back to the uncertainty. Is all the things that we've heard from the administration about it's to bring manufacturing back, but is it to bring manufacturing back and jobs? Those are different outcomes. Is it to increase the amount of money we take in from tariffs? If that's the case, then we're not going to be bringing manufacturing back because we're still importing stuff. So a lot of the different reasons that have been made are sort of a little bit self-contradictory. And I think that's what's causing a lot of the uncertainty of if all of the reasons that were made were all sort of aligned in having the same outcome, then it would make sense of where this was leading. But because a lot of the arguments seem to contradict each other, we're not really sure which one is sort of the dominant prevailing theory at the time.
John, what should the takeaway be for people listening right now? You know, the American consumer who's kind of hanging on to see what's going to happen.
I think what I would say is the biggest takeaway is it sounds like this was really great news, and it is better news, I will say that, but this doesn't make the risk of an existing trade war, especially because China is just slightly the second largest importer to the United States, and they still have massive tariffs. A lot of the stuff we buy is still made in China. That there's still the impact on inflation. There's still the risk of recession because we still have larger tariffs than we did last year. I would say this is great, but, you know, don't just go out and start, you know, thinking that that prices and inflation risk and recession risk are all going away just because of this.
John, thank you. Appreciate your insights this morning.
Thank you, Megan. Thanks for having me.
That is John Horn, economics professor in the Olin Business School at WashU in St. Louis, joining us this morning on KMOX. Still,
every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.